Masechtas Kilayim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Ha'isa Sadeu Zerua B'Tzalim. If someone has a field planted with onions, it's an onion field, U'mavakish Shlita B'Secha Shurei Shal Duluim, and he wants to plant within this onion field rows of Duluim of gourds. Gourds have very large leaves, and they spread out, and they take up a lot of space. He wants to plant rows of these gourds in his onion field. So the Mishnah lists three different opinions how he needs to space these rows of gourds amongst the onion rows. Rabbi Shmuel says, Oikir shtei shurais, he uproots two rows of onions, v'neiteir shura achas, and he can plant one row in the middle, in that empty space, one row of gourds. So the rows generally take up about four amos, and when he removes two rows of the onions, he now has a gap of eight amos between the next two onion rows on either side, and in the middle of it, smack in the middle, he can plant one row of gourds. That row takes up four amos, which leaves on either side an empty space of two amos, empty space between the row of gourds and the row of onions. So that's one row of gourds that he can add in. And then umayniach kamas b'tzalim bimkaim shtei shuris, he then leaves two standing onions, two rows of standing onions on either side of that row of gourds. Then v'aikir shtei shuris, he can uproot another two following rows of onions, and again v'neiteir shurachas, plant one row of gourd, and he can do that pattern along his field, two rows of onions, and then there's going to be another eight amos with only one row of gourds in it, and there'll be two amos of empty space on either side, and then another two rows of onions, and that takes up eight amos, and then another eight amos space with the one row of gourd in the middle of it, leaving two amos on either side blank, and he can do that throughout his field. There's two chumras, two stringencies that Rabbi Shmuel requires. One is that he needs there to be an empty space of two amos on either side of the gourds, between the gourds and the onions. And two, he needs that there should be two rows of onions between each row of gourds. The two rows of onions takes up eight amos, and then there's two amos empty space on either side of those onions, which is a total of 12 amos between each row of the gourds. So the empty spaces between the onions and the gourds keep them separate, and the 12 amos distance between each row of gourds keeps that we just see individual rows of gourds within an onion field, but not a full field of gourds that is overlapping on a field of onions, which would be problematic of kilayim. So the 12 amos gap between each row of gourds keep that it's just separate individual rows, but not a whole field of gourds. That's the first opinion with two stringencies. Rabbi Kiva comes and says, and he's lenient on both of these areas. He says, Eikar shtei shuris, you uproot two rows of onions, v'neiteir shtei shuris, and you can then plant two rows of gourds in the middle, and he does not require leaving blank two amos space on either side empty. You can fill up the entire eight amos by two rows of gourds, each taking up four amos. Now, included in that four amos is a six tefachim space between the rows. That's the minimum space. That's part of this four amos. He's leaving six tefachim space between them. So he does that. Umeiniach kamas b'tzalim b'makam shtei shuris. Then he leaves another two rows onions. Then va'ikar shtei shuris, he uproots another two rows of onions, v'neiteir shtei shuris, and he plants two rows of gourds. So he's doing two rows onions, two rows gourds. Two rows onions, two rows gourds. There's no blank two amos space between the onions and the gourds, and there's only eight amos between the different rows of gourds, just the two rows of onions that take up eight amos that are between them. You don't have the 12 amos gap, 12 amos between the gourds. That's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. V'chacham is the third opinion. Im ein bein shur lechaverta shtei meser amo, if there's less than 12 amos between the rows of the gourds, then le'yikar mezer shal bein time. You can't keep the zera, the vegetable, it's referring to the onion plant, between them. You have to make sure there's at least 12 amos between the gourds. So that's one of the stringencies of Rabbi Shmuel. The first opinion, the Chachamim require one stringency, that you have to have the 12 amos between the gourds, but that's the only stringency they require. So in order to do that, what you need to do is plant three rows of onions between each row of gourds. The three rows of onions is three times the four amos for each row, which would be 12 amos. three rows of onions, one row gourd. Three rows of onions, one row gourd. You don't need extra space between the onion and the gourd. That stringency the Chachamim didn't require. But they do require 12 amas between the rows of gourds, and you have that by having three rows of onions between each row of gourds. That's Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin. Continue speaking about gourds. Delas b'yarek k'yarek. When you're mixing an individual gourd plant with other yarekas of other vegetables, so it's treated like two different vegetables that are planted next to each other that require six tvachim between them. Ubitvua, but when you're planting it next to tvua, gourd next to grain, then, like we find by other vegetables, that vegetables next to grains, nisan la base reva, you have to have a base reva space, which we've spoken about at the end of the second parak, is 10.2 amas, or maybe up to 10.4 amas. Somewhere between 10.2 and 10.4 amas, a large distance between vegetables and grain when they're planted in individual plants, not rows in fields, individual plants. The Mishnah continues with discussing rows now. Haisa sedeu zruu tuah, if he has a field that's planted up with grain. Ubikesh lita latecha shurish adlum, now he wants to plant a row of gourds. So this is not an individual one. We just spoke about individual gourd with tuah requires a base reva. But here it's rows. Rows look more separate. They have their individuality, their borders of this row and this row. And so it's less stringent. Naisun la lavedasa shisha tvachim. You have to leave for it its workspace around it, which takes up six tvachim. You have to leave six tvachim around between the rows of gourds and the rows of grain in order to be allowed to plant separate rows together. The migdila, but if the gourd plants grow and now the leaves are getting closer and shrinking the six tvachim gap, so then yakar milfna, he's going to have to uproot the grain plants that are growing in front of the gourd. He's going to have to keep on uprooting in front of it to maintain that six tvachim gap between them. Rabbi Yossi Aymer comes to give a different opinion. Naisan la avidasa arba amas. You have to leave a workspace of four amas between the rows of gourds and the rows of grain. So the first opinion, the Chachamim said six tvachim. Rabbi Yossi requires four amas. And now they discuss it back and forth. Amr Lai, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, Hatakmer zu min hagefen, can it be that this is more stringent than gefen, than grapevines? We'll see in the continuation of the Masechta that grapevines were the most stringent. And we're going to see discussed at length. And he's asking that by grapevines, we don't find that you require more than six tvachim in this situation. So how could it be that the gourds, which are not usually as stringent as grapevines, how could it be that you can require four amas? That's the Chachamim's question on Rabbi Yossi. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yossi responded, Matsinu zu chamura min hagefen. We do find other places where the gourd is more stringent than the gefen, than the grapevine. Shel gefen yechidus, because regarding an individual grapevine plant, naisan la avedasa shisha tvachim. We only require a workspace around it of six tvachim to prevent kilayim. Uudlas yechidus, but for an individual gourd plant next to grain, we mentioned in the beginning of this Mishnah, naisan la base reva, you have to leave a base reva, which is more than 10 amos, which is a large space. So Rabbi Yossi was not bothered by the fact that he was being more stringent by the Dlas than the Gefen. The Mishnah now continues with two other opinions. Until now it was accepted that it's a base Reva distance between individual Dlas and grain. The Mishnah now lists two other opinions that are even more stringent than that. Rameir says in the name of Rishmal, Kol Shleisha Dlum LeBeisa, anytime there are three gourds within a Beisa, which is 50 amas by 50 amas, lo yavi zera latech beisa, you cannot plant any zera, any other seeds within this beisa, it'll be climbed with these gourds, because the gourds spread out, and no other species can be planted there. So here, he's stringent that already a third of a beisa, which is considerably larger than a beis reva, that's already the distance that you cannot plant any other species next to an individual gourd plant. Rabbi Yossi ben Achitif Ephrasi, Amar Mishim Rabbi Mishmal, Rabbi Yossi ben Achitif from Ephras, said in the name of Rabbi Mishmal something that's even more stringent, Kol Shleisha Dulim LeBase Kor, anytime you have three gourd plants in a base kor is 30 times the size of a base sa, still, la yavi zer l'teich base core, you can't plant any other seeds from any other species in a base core, so this is multiple times more stringent than the previous opinion, and for sure than the first opinion in the Mishnah of distancing a gourd to other species. And it's not clear what the reasoning behind the stringency is, but this is the most stringent opinion in distancing the gourd.